With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. We may never know his motive. First responders walked into a gunman's deadly trap in the wilderness of northwest Idaho.
Two firefighters were shot and killed and another badly injured responding to a wildfire near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, Sunday afternoon.
They were being shot at on Canfield Mountain.
Kootenai County Sheriff Bob Norris.
We do believe that the suspect started the fire, and we do believe that it was an ambush.
After initial confusion and a massive police response, a shelter-in-place order was lifted. Law enforcement used cell phone data to hone in on a wooded area. Audio courtesy KXLY. I'm Jennifer King.
As President Trump's July 4th deadline approaches, senators may vote today on his tax cut and spending bill. They debated the bill into the early morning hours. Two Republicans, Rand Paul and Tom Tillis, have joined Democrats in opposition, and Tillis now says he will not seek re-election next year.
The surprise decision opens up a seat in battleground North Carolina that was already set to be one of the most hotly contested races of the 2026 midterms. Tillis issued a lengthy statement about his decision, saying he had not been enthusiastic about seeking a third six-year term in the Senate.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. More than 72 million Americans expected to travel over the upcoming holiday weekend.
AAA says most will travel by car, with the busiest travel days on Wednesday, July 2nd and Sunday, July 6th. TSA expects to screen more than 18 million air travelers between Tuesday and the following Monday. Since Independence Day falls on a Friday, some are planning to head out early to get a jump on the travel weekend.
And that's correspondent Tayshia Stevens. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, stock futures in positive territory. Dow futures up 235 points. The NASDAQ futures are ahead 133. This is SRN News. It was pretty good Supreme Court term for Christians.
The justices upheld the right of states to bar anyone under the age of 18 from having a sex change operation. They also upheld a Texas law that requires online pornographers to verify that their customers are adults before admitting them to their sites. The Supreme Court found that parents in Maryland do have a right to opt their kids out of lessons that use books promoting LGBT lifestyle, and states will be allowed to withhold Medicaid dollars from Planned Parenthood. Michael Herring, SRN News.
Defense Secretary Hegseth has announced that the naval vessel Harvey Milk will be renamed after a World War II sailor who received the Medal of Honor, stripping the ship of the name of a slain gay rights activist. In a video posted on social media, Hegseth said that he was taking the politics out of ship naming. The ship's new name will honor Navy Chief Petty Officer Oscar Peterson. This is SRN News. President Trump is floating the idea of a temporary pass for immigrant farm and hotel workers.
As he carries out an aggressive deportation campaign, the president also acknowledges that it's a problem when farmers lose their laborers and it destroys their businesses. He told Fox News that his administration is working on some kind of a temporary pass that could give farmers and hotel owners control over immigration raids at their facilities.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Israeli settlers have attacked a military base in the West Bank, setting fires, vandalizing vehicles, and clashing with soldiers. Yesterday's unrest followed recent settler violence and arrests by Israeli security forces. Last week, settlers entered a Palestinian town. They set property on fire and also fired off guns. So again, on Wall Street, the Dow futures higher. More details, SRNnews.com.